This week's Parsha is Parshas Metzora, also being Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos right before Pesach. And this week's video is sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas Asher Yaakov ben Reb Chaim Yosef. There is not one loisa say in the Torah, not one sin, aveira in the Torah, that is spoken more about than the sin of Lashon Hara. Two full Parshas are dedicated to it, Tazria Metzora. Over 100 Pesukim elaborate on it. It is the first thing that the Kohen Gadol asks forgiveness for in Yom Kippur when he walks into the Kodesh Kadashim. It's the first thing that we request at the end of Shemoneh Esrei in our personal supplications. Elokai Netzar L'shoini Meira, Hashem, stop my mouth from speaking evil. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi in Peah says that speaking Lashon Hara is as bad as every other sin. The question is why? What's so bad about Lashon Hara that we would think it's worse than cheating, lying, stealing, killing, dishonesty, jealousy, lust, any of these other character traits, kas, anger? What's so bad about Lashon Hara that it's worse than all these? So I saw in the Sefer, the Parsha on Fire by Rabbi Hillel Eisenberg, that Hashem created the world Ba'asara Mamoris, says Pirkei Avos, with 10 utterances, with 10 sayings, 10 words. It says, Bereshis Bara Elikim, S. Hashem created the world, S. Bereshis Bara Elikim, S. Hashem created S. What's S? Aleph Tuf. The letters from Aleph to Tuf. The words are the building blocks that build the world. Hashem created the world with words. That means that words precede the world. Before the world was created, there were words. And that is the building block, the creation of the world. So when we use our words to hurt others, to belittle, to maim, to rebuke, that is destroying the world. The DNA of a human being is the letter coding that is the physiological makeup of that person. But more so, for DNA, what it is to humans, words are to Jews. Words are so important to the Yiddishkeit, to the Jewish nation. Every single aspect of our life is coded in words. From the weekly laning of the Torah, to the giving over of tradition to our children, v'hagadat al-labincha on the Seder night, to laning the Megillah, to a mother saying Shema with her child. Everything is all about words, about how we daven, how we pray, how we learn. Everything is about words. Words are supposed to be used for holiness, to uplift the world, to embrace each other, to create relationships, to help each other, to comfort each other, not to belittle and besmirch other people. When we do that, it breaks down the world entirely. Not only are we not building the world, we're destroying the world. That's why Lashon Hara is so bad. Besides for the hurt that you actually caused this person by speaking Lashon Hara about him, it's more than that. It's you're destroying the very fabric of the universe, because words are what the world is made of. When we come to the Yom Tov of Pesach, Pesach is Pesach. The mouth speaks. It's all about speaking. It's all about Magid, about V'hagadat al-Vincha, giving over to the next generation. And the four reasons the Yalkut Shemini says that Klal Yisrael was zoichet to leave Mitzrayim was Leshinu was Shemam, they didn't change their name, Leshoinam, their language, Malbusham, their clothing, and Vele Amru Lashon Hara. They didn't speak Lashon Hara. What? Lashon Hara? What does that have to do with anything? How does it connect to the other three? Okay, Leshinu was Shemam, Leshoinam, Malbusham, we understand they didn't change their identity. Their language, their name, their clothing, that's someone's identity. What does Lashon Hara have to do with anything? That's the very answer. That the same way DNA is embodied in each human being as the letter coding of their literal makeup of their body, so too words are the lettering that makes up every Jew. And that is what is so important to the Jewish nation. So when Le'omru Lashon Hara, they didn't use their mouth for foul speech, for speaking against another. That was part of their identity. The identity of a Jew is words, to use them for holiness and for uplifting each other, to embrace God and His Torah. May we be zeicha to come together this Yom Tov. It's close proximity to family for a very long time, and many times it's very hard for families not to fight and argue and speak Lashon Hara about each other or other people around the table. And it's one of the hardest averis for me personally that I have to work on, Lashon Hara. It's very, very difficult. But let's all try our best. This Yontif of Pesach, let's speak our mouths with words of kindness, words of wisdom, words of truth. And we will be zeicha to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu with this Yontif of Pesach, of Nisan Nigoyal. We'll be geula Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehir v'yameinu, amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Yontif.